seen and known about Big Boss, a popular Indian reality show which snoops on its contestants through the cameras 24/7. While the show is quite popular and attracts high TRP, can we imagine to be living in a similar situation? Maybe not yet, but what the recent MHA order suggests may very well come close to this phenomenon. The Ministry of Home Affairs on Thursday issued a notification which allowed 10 intelligence and investigating agencies and the Delhi police to intercept, monitor and decrypt any information generated, transmitted, received or stored in any computer. The MHA notification says that the order was passed under the Section 69 of Information and Technology Act 2000 and Rule 4 of Information and Technology Procedure and Safeguards for Interception, Monitoring and Decryption of Information Rules 2009. The 10 agencies authorized by the Ministry of Home Affairs are: First, Intelligence Bureau, Narcotics Control Bureau, Enforcement Directorate, Central Board of Direct Taxes, Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, Central Bureau of Investigation, National Investigation Agency, Cabinet Secretariat, that is RAW, Directorate of Signal Intelligence, which is for service areas of Jammu and Kashmir, Northeast and Assam only, and Commissioner of Police Delhi. The order soon snowballed into a massive controversy, with privacy activists raising concern over the ambiguity of the notification. While the opposition too cornered the government, calling it a violation of fundamental right to privacy of Indian citizens. Congress President Rahul Gandhi tweeted about it, saying the Modi government wants to convert India into a police state. The ongoing winter session of Parliament too felt the heat of the topic. There was a massive uproar in the Parliament houses, with the opposition accusing the government of creating a surveillance state.
Fundamental rights se sambandhit hai, right to privacy jo nijata ka adhikar hai desh ke sare har nagrik ka, jis pe Supreme Court ne bhi apna nirnay diya hai ke jo right to privacy hai, nijata ka adhikar hai, wo mool adhikar hai, fundamental right hai. Desh ki 9 agencies ko aur Delhi police ko ek sweeping power de di gayi hai ek executive order se कि वो किसी का भी हर जानकारी, हर टेलीफोन, हर कंप्यूटर उसको इंटरसेप्ट करे।
On the other hand, the government said that it has not introduced new powers or authorities in the order. The Ministry of Home Affairs also issued a statement in which it said that prior approval of the Union Home Secretary or the state government will be mandatory in every individual case. It further said, and I quote, "The MHA has not delegated its powers to any law enforcement or security agency." Going a little further back in the past, Union Minister Arun Jaitley defended the move, saying that the authorization was given under rules framed during the UPA regime in 2009. So, with all this hue and cry, attacks and counter-attacks and politicization of the issue, the core issue of privacy somewhere remains to be ignored. In this show today, we will try and understand the issue from various aspects. So, let us first move on to the first aspect of this privacy issue. Firstly, the new MHA order refers to Section 69 of the IT Act 2000. What does it say? According to this section, the central or state government can intercept or monitor or decrypt any information that it deems necessary or expedient to do in the interest of the sovereignty or integrity of India, defense of India, security of the state, friendly relation with foreign states or public order, or for preventing incitement to the commission of any cognizable offense relating to above, or for investigation of any offense. The law also says the subscriber or any person in charge of the computer resource shall cooperate with the investigation agencies, or else he or she may get up to 7 years of jail. Now, simply put, if there seems to be a major threat to defense or security interests of the country, the central or state government can access information from any computer. Now, let us move on to the next part. Secondly, it talks about Rule 4 of Information Technology Rules 2009. Here is what it says. The competent authority may authorize an agency of government to intercept, monitor or decrypt information generated, transmitted, received or stored in any computer resource for the purpose specified in subsection 1 of section 69 of the Act. In the same Act, Rule 2 defines competent authorities as the MHA Secretary in case of central government and Secretary in charge of the Home Department in case of state government or union territory. Now, this Section 69 was passed on 22nd December 2008 without any debate in Lok Sabha. The next day, it was passed by the Rajya Sabha and it was signed by the then President Pratibha Thai Patil on February 5, 2009. Which means Section 69 was introduced during the UPA era. Moreover, several RTIs revealed that the UPA government too indulged in snooping. According to an RTI reply in 2011, sought by one Paras Nath Singh, on an average between 7,500 to 9,000 orders for interception of telephones were issued by the UPA government per month. Another RTI replied 2 years after, which was sought by Prasonjit Mandal in 2013, revealed that as many as 9,000 phone calls and 500 emails were intercepted by the government each month. What seems to be the major problem with the new MHA order is that it does not explicitly specify for what reason the snooping would be allowed and from whom these authorities will need to get written permission. Now that we know the snooping powers have been lying with these authorities for quite a long time, the real question here is, what about privacy? What if the authorities misuse it? For example, in February 2014, RPN Singh, who was the then Minister of State for Home Affairs, admitted in the Lok Sabha that there were incidents of physical electronic surveillance in the state of Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh and even in Delhi. That too without authorization. He further noted that commission of inquiry to look into these incidents was to be set up. It is not clear, however, what happened to this inquiry. So where does this brings us in the large maze of privacy vis-a-vis government-powered authorities snooping on citizens? In the era of technology where everything is overexposed, it is a great deal to find ways to protect privacy. But now that it is a fundamental right of every Indian citizen, there needs to be a two-way effort from the government and the citizens to bring an equilibrium.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.